Gregor chuckled and held the paw in the direction of a window.
I can feel the heat of the stars. It's almost an hour since dinner, and I'm feeling more tired than I do in daytime. Is that explanation good enough for you, Miss Mira?
Mira sat by the chair, resting her head on Gregor's foot paws.
I don't believe the first bit about feeling the heat of the stars. That's a dreadful fib for an acting abbess.
Gregor reached down and stroked their friend's head.
Come on, this old beast's weary for sleep. It's been a long day. We'll continue our search straight after breakfast tomorrow.
Mira jumped up.
Breakfast tomorrow? Oh, dear, Gundel. We promised Mama and Friar Bob we'd give some help kneading the oatmeal scones for the morning. Come on, mate.
Brother Hoban stretched out on the bed, which Gregor never used, preferring a big armchair, which it was easier to get up from. The recorder settled himself comfortably.
Oh, for the energy of the young. The speed those two dashed out with, eh, Krieger?
The badger mum grunted dozily.
Oh, glad I can't run that fast anymore. Makes me feel exhausted just thinking about it. Nighty-night, brother.
Fillon shooed Mira and Gundel off as they ran into the kitchens.
Off to bed, the pair of you. The scones are in the oven, Drog spear back and two of Skipper's crew lent a paw. I hardly did anything, so I don't feel a bit tired after that nap in the gatehouse. Go on, you two go up. I'll wait until the scones are baked and help the fryer take them from the ovens.
Broggle poked his head around the pantry door.
Scone pulling's my job, ma'am. No need for you to wait about down here. Good night, ma'am.
Fillon accompanied Mira and Gundel upstairs.
Young Broggle is such a nice creature, isn't he, Gundel?
Oh, I'm passing fur, ma'am. But Miss Mira, she'm the nicest creature in the entire abbey.
Mira shook her head.
No, no. The nicest, most sweet-natured, politest beast in all of Redwall is Gundel.
Twirling his tail and ducking his head, the mole shuffled about on the top stair.
Brr, miss, you've got no all of a tizzy now.
Fillon laughed heartily, throwing a pause about them both.
Why don't you two get off to your beds and dream of fresh compliments to pay each other tomorrow? Nicest, most sweet-natured. That little soil wumper.
Gundel grinned.
Thank ye, ma'am, and good night to ye.
This ends Disc 3.